This is RJ Hunt here, and you're listening to my podcast series titled Buffed Up Sports. During this podcast, I will be discussing the hottest topics of the four major Detroit sports teams, as well as the hottest topics going on in the fight world. So if you love Red Wings, Tigers, Lions, Pistons, UFC, and boxing, then this is the podcast for you. This right here is your chance to hear sports from someone born out of the Gen Z generation. The podcast is available on all major podcasting platforms. So please subscribe to whatever platform you listen to. And if you can, leave a review. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at RJ_Hunt36. And you can even follow my TikTok at RJHunt36. Once again, you are listening to the Buffed Up Sports Podcast Series. I truly hope you enjoyed today's episode. Now it's time to get it rolling. What up, what up, what up, little people, big people, all people. Everybody who's listening to me, throw your hands in the air for all to see. Hey, everybody who's listening to me, throw your hands in the air for all to see. Go RJ, it's your birthday. Go RJ, it's your birthday. Go, 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 go RJ, it's your birthday. Because today, depending on what day you're listening, today is the day of March 6th. 2021, and that means it's my 19th birthday, y'all. Yes, it is. Everybody clapping and cheering. Yes, yes. So lovely, so lovely. Gotta put in my Eddie Murphy / Randy Watson impersonation in there real quick. Coming to America 2 just came out. Go check it out if you haven't. You know, let me know what you think. But today is my birthday, and I have a very special episode for you. But before we get into that, we got to talk sports, because it's Buffed Up Sports, man. It's Buffed Up Sports. So I'm going to give you a quick rundown. It's been a long time, first of all, since I've talked to each and every one of you. It's been a month. Let me tell you, life is crazy, okay? Like, on a serious note, man, has it been crazy since the last time I've done an episode of Buffed Up Sports. But I'm very blessed to see a 19th birthday. I'm glad to be talking sports again. So we're going to get right into it. I'm going to give you a quick rundown of all the hottest topics in sports real quick. Let's get into it. UFC 259. Now everybody's talking about this is like the biggest UFC card in so long. And I'm upset because out of the many fights that's happening, I know two people in two different fights. Anyway, I know Amanda Nunes, who's out cold, you know what I'm saying? And I know Israel Adesanya, who's out cold. I know he's fighting another champ. I watched Israel Adesanya last fight. I watched Amanda Nunes last fight. Once again, folks, I'm just now getting the UFC in the last year or two. So I'm still relatively new to the sport, but I do know those names. I know what they're capable of as far as like recent fights. So since them the only two I know, I'm rooting for them by default. But I actually like Adesanya, especially on UFC 4, the video game. I'll be using him almost every single time. If not, I'm using Kimbo Slice, and I'll be winning by KO every time. That boy there, he be getting me them dubs. I'm pumped today, y'all. 19th birthday. Again, very blessed to see another one. Boxing. I watched Adrian Broner last fight, and I had it score 115-112, not in the favor of Broner. And he won on judges' scorecards 115-112. So either I suck at scoring boxing fights or he didn't deserve to win. And if you go on Twitter, I think the majority said he didn't deserve to win that fight. But hey, it's boxing. It is what it is. Only thing I didn't like about it was Broner ain't let his hands go, which he hasn't done since he got messed up by Madonna a few years ago. And the part I don't like about Broner, every fight is I'm a changed man. I'm more mature. Da-da-da-da-da, just for him. If you heard his post-fight comments, then you know it's not the case, sad to say. But, hey, shout out to him for winning the fight, but I didn't think he deserved to win, and I don't think he's mature. And moving on, Canelo whooped some guy I didn't even know about, knocked him out by the third round, or knocked him down, TKO, going into the fourth round. So Not much to say about that. You know, I felt bad for the guy Canelo fought because he came all the way from Turkey just to get whooped in three rounds. And I mean, he didn't do nothing. He didn't throw a punch or nothing. But I don't feel too bad for him because it's like, hey, you got your check. That's all you probably wanted anyway. You got your big fight with Canelo. Who am I to complain? I respect it. I would have done the same thing. Boxing is one of them sports where I have no interest in getting it into. I love watching. I'm not doing it. Last thing on boxing is Deontay Wilder retired? I mean, I know a lot of people haven't fought in the past year due to the environment we're in right now and the way the world is. But like, you ain't heard nothing about Wilder. At least you got all these other folks got fight rumors. Wilder ain't had not a damn rumor I've heard of so far. I'm really questioning, is he retired? And sad to say, Wilder was probably one of my favorites to watch just because, you know, that right hand was going to always come. But he doesn't know how to actually box. And I feel like him getting exposed by Fury, that just threw his career out the drain. Like, I feel like he's the type that's going to take a tough loss like that and never recover. Kind of like Broner with Madonna. Has Broner ever been the same? No. So I feel like Deontay Wilder is going to be that type of fighter who you take that one crucial loss and you're never the same. I hope that's not the case because I'm telling y'all, that right hand is entertainment. But in terms of boxing, he just ain't got it for real. We're going to get into the Detroit segment of the show. Tigers are in spring training. Their season's about to start. Obviously April, and I kind of want to go to opening day this year because I don't even have class that day. So it's like, dang, this would be the perfect year to go to opening day, but COVID, being careful and going out to certain places, it's a debate going on in their head. Same thing with the Pistons, who we're going to get to later, but they announced they have tickets available. And y'all know me, I want to go, but it's just, I hate COVID. Last thing on the Tigers, all I want this year, I don't want nothing else. All I want is for Miguel Cabrera to hit his 500th home run and reach 3,000 hits. That's all I want. He can do that, ride it to the sunset. Thank you for your service, sir. That's all I want for Miggy this year. Because, again, we're going to come back. But, like, Stafford, he left the Lions. Blake Griffin just left the Pistons. More on that in a second. Cabrera, I love you, dog. You were the highlight of Tigers baseball for me during my elementary and middle school years. Some are going to say Verlander, who you can't go wrong with. For me, it was watching Miguel Cabrera. Like, that man, when you watched him, you was watching history. Oh, my goodness. Just thinking about him in his prime, I don't see a Detroit athlete like that ever again. At least no time soon the way life has been looking, but I'm probably exaggerating. I'm just saying, my point is, he was one of a kind. Red Wings, haven't watched a lick of hockey lately. I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't. I told you I was going to watch hockey this year. I started for like a good week or two, and then I faded off. Last thing, last, if that's even a saying. I know it's usually first thing first, but do people ever say last thing last? I feel like I just messed that up. Anyway, let's talk Detroit Pistons real quick. Last episode, which again, that was a month ago, which feel like a long time ago, but that's when the All-Star votes was just getting released as far as who was winning at the time. And Derrick Rose was your leading Piston out of all Pistons. He's even leading Jeremy Grant. Derrick Rose was traded like a week after I roasted him for leading the Pistons in All-Star votes. Jeremy Grant didn't even make the All-Star team, but considering those in front of him, it was kind of hard to make a case. We don't even have any Pistons in All-Star weekend. And I don't even feel like All-Star night, to be honest. All-Star night should even happen because none of the players really sound excited about doing any of the events, you know. And then it's all squashed into one night. You got skills competition, 3-point at 6:30. The game's at 8 or 8:30, and then slam dunks at halftime. Everything just cramped in. I don't know how to feel about that. Obviously, it's COVID. You can't do too much. It's really for the fans. Get it. Shout out to the NBA for giving us something. Gotta respect them. But it's not going to be the same. And if it's for the fan entertainment and the players are not going to give the fans what they want, what's the actual point? But hey, maybe I'm tripping. Either way, I'm going to watch the game regardless, so it doesn't matter. Last thing I want to leave off on before we get into the next segment of the show. The Pistons are still tanking, and that's last thing that needs to be said. They're tanking, meaning they look bad. It's okay though. So as I've stated a few times during this episode, it's my birthday. And for my first time having guests on the show, I want to bring my parents on. So you're going to hear two different segments. First one with my pops, second one with my moms. And then after that, I'll get back on the mic, say some things. So yeah, I just wanted to bring them on. I had people send in questions, and some questions I just didn't have the best answer for. But obviously, these are two folks who've been around my whole life. So them things that was going on early on, they'll be able to answer better than I could because of my memory, you know. So hope y'all enjoy it. Here's pops. Here's moms. Let's get to it. All right, folks. So I got my pops here first. He's a busy man, so we won't keep him long. For anybody who's ever seen me and pops together in the same environment, they know we could be pretty silly together. So if you hear some giggles, that's just a heads up. Now you know why. Anyways, what's up, pops? Say what's up to the people.
What's up, people?
All right. So a question I've always been asked and always had a hard time answering because I really can't say the answer because I don't know. The question is, what made me fall in love with the Detroit Pistons? I tell people all the time, I've been a fan as long as I can remember. I can't even tell you how I became a fan. I just say, I guess I was born into it. I don't know. But I got my pops here. Hopefully he got a better answer than I can give. So what's your answer to what made me fall in love with the Pistons?
Well, thinking back, I could always remember we'd be sitting on the couch watching the game. And you didn't wait to halftime or commercial. You get right into it. You go grab your Buzz Lightyear microphone. I know you said it was a High School Musical. Whatever it was. You had that microphone trying to interview me in the middle of the game. And I said, hey, man, wait a minute. Wait for commercial. Pause. But that's part of what I saw in the beginning. And it wasn't until we actually went to our first game that you really got to see the players courtside. You was just in awe. And some funny moments with one time we were at a function at your Uncle Rod's house, and one of his friends was over there talking to you, and he came over to me and he said, hey, how old is RJ? I said, he's 5 years old. And he said, man, I can't believe I spent all that time talking to sports with a 5 year old. So I don't know what you was talking about, but I'm sure it was the Pistons.
I really don't remember that, but it sounds about right because, like you said, I've been a fan as long as I can remember. I'm glad you brought up the little microphone thing. I was interviewing you. Sorry I made you miss out on the games. But I'm glad you brought that up because I guess that answers both. How I became interested in broadcasting and then also how I became a Pistons fan. I guess they tied together, so I guess they were destined to happen. Also, want to bring up the little slight flex you brought up about being courtside at games, because that's very true. I tell people all the time, we really used to be courtside at the games. We had suites. I tell people all the time, I miss the Palace because we probably sat in every single seat in that building from front row to the nosebleeds, like literally sat everywhere in that building. Also, you know, the times meeting the players, I met Chauncey like twice, Tayshaun, and then you said bring up the Stucky story. I'll let you explain that one. Go ahead, put them hip to Rodney Stuckey is who we're talking about. Used to play on the Pistons. For you Pistons fans out there, you remember him. Anyways, go ahead and tell the Rodney Stuckey story.
Rodney Stuckey was still a rookie, so you just a little fella, courtside. You had on a Chauncey Billups jersey, and Chauncey came over and he gave you dap. So when you saw Stuckey, you went up to him and he just walked right past you. And you and my nephew was like, oh, man, I can't believe he didn't just acknowledge him. And then you came back and said, that's why he stuck up, Stucky.
That's Stuck Up Stucky name. Now I've been calling him Stuck Up Stucky since. But, yeah, true story. Stucky ain't show me no love. I ended up meeting Stucky a few years after that, though. And he was much better experience that time around. Second and last question I want to ask you. Yeah, I know. It's pretty quick. But busy man got to get going. I want to ask, what do people want to ask, should I say? Where does my charisma come from? And I feel like this is a good question for you because of all the times I've been told, act like you. It's been times. It'll be times I'm like, dang, I'm acting like Pops right now and I can't even help myself. But anyway, where do you think my charisma comes from?
Wow, that's an interesting question. I don't know. It's like we sometimes think alike. I could tell you what you're thinking before you even say it, and then we start giggling.
That's very true. He usually can read my mind pretty fast, but...
Yeah, you actually read my mind, but this one got me a little shook. I guess it comes from a lot of places. It comes from, you know, church, being grounded in the church or rooted up from the church. I just want to say, as long as you keep God first in your life, you do many great things. And this podcast is used as a platform. So I just want you to make sure you respect it and keep doing what you're doing. I'm proud of you and I'm proud of Kiera. So
my sister.
Yes. As long as you both are doing something that you enjoy in life, it ain't work. It's pleasure.
Man, he sounds like he about to get teary out of something over here. Look at him. Anyway, I'm glad, on a serious note, I'm glad you brought up God, because that was another thing I wanted to talk about during this episode, because like I said, I wanted people to know about me, the person, because y'all always hear me talking sports, but I'm like, I wanted the people to find out what I'm into outside of sports. So like, that's a big deal. Like, obviously, everybody who listens to this podcast might not be religious, and I respect that. That's your business, and I totally respect it. But I know for me, I can honestly say I'm truly blessed for the opportunities I've had in my life. Just having the opportunity to do this podcast is huge to me. I mean, chasing my dreams now, even though I'm not where I want to be yet and I'm still trying to climb that mountain, I'm glad what I'm doing right now. And yeah, I'm just truly blessed. So Pops, thanks for coming. Thanks for stopping by, answering some questions for the folks. You got any last comments or what you said? I feel like that was a good summary. What you think?
Yes, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to Buffed Up Sports. I'm out.
All right, so that was Pop's segment of the show. Glad to have him on. Like I said, I wanted to have my folks to be my first guest because that's the foundation right there. We'll even go ahead and throw in some applause for him real quick. All right, y'all. So now, part two of the segment. Got my mom here this time. Mom, say what's up to the people.
Hey, people. What's up? What's up?
Wow, she's excited. She's been wanting to get on here for a minute, so I'm sure this is making her day. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Pops earlier, because you could probably answer better than I could. And the question is, what do you think made me fall in love with the Pistons? Like, what's your point of view of how that came to be?
Wow. Well, you spent a lot of time watching the Pistons with your dad. You'd always really get deep into it. You spent a lot of time watching the Pistons with your granddad, and you'd come home and be all excited and hyped up after you've been over there watching the game. When you watched the game for your age, you was very serious. Like, you paid attention. And actually, you learn how to read, which it's still kind of a mystery to me, but you learn how to read from basketball teams. You would look at, like, I guess you would hear the names and then you just learn how to read. You was saying all the teams' names, yet you weren't really reading books yet, but you knew every team that played against those Pistons. You knew every team. If you saw it outside of just when they were playing, you knew that was Denver Nuggets. You knew it was Indiana Pacers. You knew the Miami Heat. Whenever you saw those team names, you was able to say, there go the Miami Heat. There go the Indiana Pacers. So that was a big help right there. So I would just say, as a young kid, from being with your granddad and your dad watching the Pistons, I think that was it. And definitely, I must say, when you went to your first game, you was hooked. And you have been a diehard Pistons fan from the first game you went to. You've been hooked. Even though they're not the most winningest team.
Hey, all right. We're going to cut you off right there. You starting to talk about my team a little too much. Starting to talk about the negatives. We ain't here for that right now. We ain't here for that. But it was some things that stood out to me about what you said. And the first one was about how I learned reading that way. Because I'm glad I asked y'all these questions because, again, I don't even remember that. Y'all were better to answer that than I could be because I really don't remember that. And another thing that stood out, yeah, my first game, I'll never forget, is the Miami Heat versus the Detroit Pistons at the Palace. This is like 06, so obviously Pistons still winning. Even Big Ben still on the team. You know, you got Chauncey Riptay, that squad. And then even on the Heat, I think this is the year they won the championship or the year after, or the year before, around that time. So they still got Wade in his prime. They got Shaq. And shout out to Shaq. Today's his birthday, too. That's my birthday twin, always. So shout out Shaq. But, yeah, that was an experience I'll never forget. Now, this is a question that I'm really interested in hearing the answer to because I'm curious to hear what you're going to say. But what is something you think most people do not know about me?
Okay. I'm going to give two. First one, many people probably don't know, judging by the fact that you have no problem talking now at all, you didn't really start talking till you was about 3 years old. We actually took you to the doctor saying, why doesn't he talk? You know, is there a speech delay? Is there something going on? And after examining you, your doctor said, there's nothing wrong with him. He's going to talk. And sure enough, you started talking. And honestly, you have not stopped yet. So let's just say from 3 to the age of 19, you have gone nonstop, most especially when it comes to sports. The other thing nobody probably would know about you is that when you got potty trained, you had like a bathroom fetish. Every time we were out, it didn't matter if it was Walmart, JCPenney, a restaurant, or a Home Depot, you always would say, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom. And after a while, we started figuring out this boy just like looking at bathrooms because nobody just have to go everywhere we went. So we kind of started laughing at you and said, we think you had like a bathroom fetish. Yep, I told it. That's what moms do. We tell stories that you may not want to be told.
I might have to edit that out. Especially because I didn't know that one. Think it's safe to say this might be your first and last appearance on the Buffed Up Sports podcast. But that's what happens when your moms beg to come on the show and you finally go ahead and say, okay, I'm gonna give you this one shot. And they made it worth it for them. I'll tell you that much. But thanks for coming on the show. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Gotta do a birthday shout out. Happy birthday, RJ. Happy 19th birthday. I pray that the Lord blesses you with many, many, many more. Love you always. Your number one fan, your mama.
There you have it, folks. Love you too, mom. Clap it up for my folks. Had mom and pops on the show today. Glad they were able to participate. All right, y'all. So I'm back. And I'm still recovering from the things my mom just said. I'm sure you are too. But I'm going to try to move on, answer some other questions folks have. Again, this is an episode about me. Get to know who RJ is, the person, not the guy who does the podcast. All right, so let me first say some favorites of mine. My favorite drink, cream soda. Favorite movie, any of the Friday movies. And White Chicks. I love that movie. Favorite restaurant or food, whatever it may be. My favorite restaurant would be Roy's Squeeze Burgers. Got the best burgers in Ipsy. Or Hibachi Grills like Benihana and Ichiban. Got to get that chicken fried rice, that hibachi chicken, that type deal. Oh, yes, indeed. Love it. Think that cover all is my favorite TV show, Kenan and Kel. Y'all already know my favorite teams. Ooh, but here's some more favorite questions. Who is my favorite basketball player of all time? This really goes by era for me. So elementary? No, not even elementary. Probably right before elementary and early elementary, it was Chauncey Billups. Then it transitioned to LeBron. Then around middle school, middle school was Curry. High school, Blake Griffin by default. Not by default, by far. Hands down, that's the word I'm looking for. Blake Griffin, hands down, was my favorite player in high school. Now I'm in college and I don't really have a favorite player. I watch the Pistons the most. So some players that Josh Jackson is probably my favorite player on the Pistons right now. So that's who we're going to go with for now. Favorite player. Also got to throw an honorable mention again to Shaq because he was in the mix. Someone asked, what was high school like? So my high school experience was crazy. In a good way. I went to Arbor Prep, known as AP. St. Ipsy, not in Ann Arbor. So that's one thing. You go to Arbor Prep, that's in Ann Arbor? It's in Ipsy. What I liked about high school was it was a small school, very small. My graduating class, I don't even think was 40 students. So that just tells you how small it was. But what I liked about it being small was a good chunk of my teachers, I didn't have just 1 year. I had them a good 2-3 years. And I even have a few teachers who listen from my high school. So for all my teachers listening, what's up, Arbor Prep teachers? Ooh, there it is. Good morning, Gators. That was another big part of high school. This is pretty much how the announcing got started as far as broadcasting. My first announcing gig was actually before I was even in high school. It was in fifth grade. I did a girls' basketball game announcing, and I haven't looked back since. Started doing the boys' games too, and the rest is history, as they say. Shout out to my uncle for putting me on with the girls' basketball games as he was the coach, head coach at the time. So that's how that got started. And then even in high school, I would do the morning announcements at school. So high school was cool, man. Another thing, people be like, you make your closest friends in high school and college. A good chunk of my friends in high school are already new before I even went to the school. Like a good chunk of them I knew from middle school or earlier. And I think I'm going to end it off on this question. What's some things on my bucket list? So I have a bucket list that's really just sports related. Okay, me and my friends talk about this all the time. I want to go to WrestleMania, the WWE Super Bowl. I want to go to a WrestleMania and be front row so I can get the full effect. That's all. I just want to be front row. If I can't be front row, I kind of don't want to go. I need to be in that front row at a WrestleMania. See all the wrestlers going one-on-one. I wish John Cena could wrestle. I want to see John Cena wrestle one more time. I used to love watching that guy. I want to see a WrestleMania in person. I want to go to a boxing fight. I've never been. A UFC fight. Never been. I want to go to a Super Bowl. Been to many football games, which I'll tell people all the time, you will not believe this, but don't take your kids to a football game until they're like middle school, high school age, because the memories of me going to football games when I was younger was very crazy and a lot for me to take in at such a young age. Also on the list, the NBA All-Star Game, Slam Dunk, or the actual All-Star Game. I want to go to All-Star Weekend. That's what I want to do. Let's see, what else is on? I want to go to the MLB All-Star Game. I almost went 2 years ago, but it didn't work out. But all right, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and end it like that because I'm going to do what I can to celebrate my birthday. I'm about to watch UFC 259 tonight, probably drink a cream soda. All right, so don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter. My handle is the same for both accounts at RJ_Hunt36. Follow the craziness I post on TikTok because I will be going viral one day. That is at RJ_Hunt36. Thank you for listening. I hope you come back to hear more episodes. If you can, please subscribe, leave a rating, and a review, please. I love to hear the feedback, baby. And if you love today's episode, send it to a friend. It ain't gonna hurt you. It ain't gonna cost you no money either. Now, just remember, the most important thing I tell y'all, because this is a message we need to for real live every day, because life is short and we need to stop taking it for granted. We need to spread more love. We need to keep our chest out. need to keep our heads up. We need to show off these pretty teeth. Show off them smiles because you got them. Even if you got a Bobby Brown gap in your teeth, show that thing. And don't you worry about a thing. Until next time, y'all be good out there. God bless you all. Peace.